and welcome to Lawcast. Today I'm joined by Reggie Lloyd, an associate solicitor in Birkett Long's employment team. So Reggie, I understand fees were introduced in the Employment Tribunal from 29th of July. Could you tell me a little bit about how that will work?
Well, since the 29th of July, fees have got to be paid by both the claimant and the respondent, but most of these fees are aimed at the claimant. For example, when a claimant issues a claim form, as it is now known, the form must be accompanied by an issue fee. This can be paid online if the claimant submits the claimant's form online. Alternatively, the claimant can submit the claim by post and send a cheque or a postal order with the form. Some claimants will be entitled to remission of fees. A claimant will get full remission if they are in receipt of certain benefits or if their annual income is below a certain level, and part remission depending on their monthly disposable income. Full information can be found on the HM Courts and Tribunals website. The amount of the issue fee payable depends on the complexity of the claim. There are two categories of claims, A and B. Type A claims are the most straightforward claims, such as unpaid wages, payment in lieu of notice and redundancy payments. Type B claims are the more complex claims and include unfair dismissal, discrimination complaints and whistleblowing claims. The issue fee for a Type A claim is £160 and £250 for a Type B claim. If the case proceeds to a hearing, a further fee has to be paid by the claimant. For a Type A claim, the hearing fee is £230, and for a Type B claim, the hearing fee is £950. Respondents also have to pay fees if they make an employer's contract claim against the employee for breach of contract. This was previously known as a counterclaim, and that fee is £160. If the parties opt for judicial mediation, then the respondent must pay a fee of £600. If the respondent makes an application to set aside a default judgment, the fee is £100. And if either party makes an application for the judge to reconsider a decision, the fee is £100 for a Type A claim and £350 for a Type B claim. The tribunal has the power to order a party to reimburse the fees paid by the other party. So where a claimant wins the tribunal claim, the tribunal will almost certainly order the respondent to reimburse the fees paid by the claimant. So claimants and respondents should be aware that fees are now payable in the tribunal. And in particular, claimants should note that if the issue fee is not paid at the time that the claim is issued, then the claim will be rejected.
And if anyone listening would like to find out more information, how can I get in contact with you?
I can be contacted on my direct telephone number, which is 01206 217 347, or by email. And my email address is reggie.lloyd@birkettlong.co.uk.
Thank you, Reggie.